L'chaim, yidin l'chaim. So you want to hear Rav Shaila Maisa that just right hot off the presses happened this morning?
Yeah.
So I had I knew about this a few days already. So I had a shir prepared. Let's call it shir number one. A shmuz number one, a Torah number one. And it was fine. It was a good Torah. I think it's good Torah. It was shaykh to Rav Shaila. So. But then there was a shir number two that was in the back of my mind. That, I don't know, something was pulling me to talk about that. Now, the problem with shir number two was that, first of all, I didn't know how it was shaykh to Rav Shaila, number one. It was a good vart, I think, also, but it... And also, like, there was a nekuda missing. Like, there was something missing in the idea. So I wasn't 100% complete. So I tried to put it to the side. That's what I was thinking about yesterday, just putting it to the side. But this morning, it kept on coming back up, shir number two, and I didn't know what to do. So by davening this morning, I said, Ravon Shalom, just like, give me a sign of what Torah I should say. So after davening was over, so I went to my office. 2 days ago, Rabbi brought to my office, not this one. This one's like from Rav Shaila, from his library, from his Eitzer HaSvarim, a Zohar Ikea. So I didn't, 2 days ago, I didn't have a chance to look at it. Yesterday, I didn't have a chance either. But as I was going through my office to go back home, so... I saw whatever, so I picked it up. I went to Parsha Sazria. So in Parsha Sazria, there's a small little piece from the Zohar Ki over here, from the Ari HaKadosh. And that piece in Parsha Sazria was addressing the missing piece from Shir number two. So it's like, okay, fine. So we're going to talk about that. But I was still missing how it's Shaykh to Shaykh. So then, when I'm sitting here, someone brought me another thing from Shaila's library, whatever, from the Ayv Yisrael. So I opened it randomly to Parshas, landed on a Parshas Tzava. There's a piece from the Ayv Yisrael over there, and that was the other missing piece of how Shaila after Shaila. So, don't blame me. This time, okay? All right. So in Parshas Sazria, Sazria Mitzar, where it talks about the Tzaras. So there's a line, there's a constant, like, sort of pasuk that repeats itself very often, or at least this, like, the syntax of this pasuk, which is the person has tzaras, whether it be on his body, his clothing, his house, whatever it is, v'huva l'kayin. V'huva l'kayin, he has to be brought to the kayin. V'huva l'kayin, v'huva l'kayin. V'huva l'aron ha'kayin, v'huva l'kayin. So the Zohar Kaddish in Parsha Sazria asks the question. It's a whole Torah over there in the Zohar, but the Zohar comments on that lashon for huva, like he's brought to the kain. Because what's interesting is also many of the svarim point this out. Valtani is a mimer about this, that it says, for example, one pasuk it says v'huva l'kain, he's brought to the kain. V'yetze l'kain, they love, and the kain should go out to him. So like, is he brought to the kain or is the kain going to him? So the Zohar Kaddish deals with this. Says the Zohar, when it says v'huva l'kain, kamod ato amar, it's a hint. It's connecting this sugi of the mitzvah going to the kayan by that lashon v'huva l'kayan is connecting it to another pasuk, which is v'huva esbada v'tabois. That when the aron was fashioned, you have the box of the aron with the luchas in it, and then you had the bade aron, the staffs, the poles of the aron through which they're carried. So it says in pasuk over there in Parshas Truma, v'huva esbada, that you should bring the pole, put the staffs into the rings for the aron. That's the lashon v'huva esbadav. Says the Zohar, v'huva l'kayin is similar to v'huva esbadav. Adkan. What does one do the other? Okay, so I was thinking like this. There's a famous Zohar from the Ishbitzer. The Ishbitzer points out. It says in pasuk, Adam ki yeh bar b'sari l'negat tzaras. When an Adam has tzaras. So the Ishbitzer comments in Meishalech. The Ishbitzer says, Adam ki yeh bar b'sari l'negat tzaras. When an Adam has that. The Zohar Kaddish says that there's all different terms for a person. And Adam is the greatest. Adam is the greatest. So why would the term Adam be used for a Mitzayr? So the Ishbitzer has his way. So I was thinking like this. Who is the Mitzayr? The Mitzayr, what he's really supposed to be, again, what he turned into is a Mitzayr. But what he's supposed to be is a Mashpia. That's what the Mitzayr is supposed to be. What the mitzvah is supposed to be is the maichiach, the madrich, the manhig. In other words, he's called the mitzvah because the Chazal Darshan, mitzirah, mitzvah means mitzirah, that he's coming out of his mouth is negativity about other people. But everything, even things that are negative, are rooted from some potential that could have been positive. if the Metzora is like something went wrong in his life, then now he's copying all the negativity in people and highlighting and bringing it out and like having kindness on people. But what's the Shirish? What could have been? What could have he been talking? So the answer is what he should have been saying, and what he can turn into, is someone that, see, there's a natural netiyah by the Metzora to look for negativity. Why? So that it turns into, in the Metzora's life, that turns into a roadblock, a hindrance, a problem in his life. But where is that coming from in Toiv? Where that's coming from in Toiv is that the Rabbanu Shalom is saying to the Metzora, I'm going to implant you with an netiyah to see negativity in people in order to fix it. In order to be madrich people, in order to repel the negative that you're seeing. In other words, in order to help people, guide them, and to banish the ra from amongst them, then you have to see the ra. If you don't see the negative, then how can you fix it? So the Metzora, when the neshama of the Metzora comes down to the world, its objective is to be a mashpia, to be a manhik, to go with the people and to identify the klipas that are chas v'shalom attacking or attaching themselves to Yidden, and to seek and destroy the negativity. That's why he has netiyah to negativity, and that's why he's mitzi ra. Mitzi ra turns into his life. What comes out is that he's noticing the negativity, but he's not doing anything really about it that's productive. He's just highlighting the negativity, defining the person based on that, and he's just bringing out the ra from hiding. But that's it, and he stops there. The real penis of what the Metzora should have been is mitzi ra. He has to get rid of the ra. He has to notice it, he has to identify the problem, but then he's supposed to be megarish, he's supposed to repel the problem, he's supposed to repel it. What's the inyan? That's what he should be doing. So it says in Pasuk Vuvalakayin. Vuvalakayin doesn't just mean that he's going to become healed from his saras. The healing of his saras means for him to become realigned with the person he's supposed to become. That's why he's called an Adam. In Adam is the greatest title, because there's no greater position than that of someone that's charged to help Yiddish and Neshamas out and to extricate from them the Ra, and to go on the offensive against the Sitra Achra, and to defend Yidden from the Sitra Achra. Again, that's his job. His job is to defend Yidden from the other side. In order to defend Yidden from the other side, you have to see the other side. You have to know what it is. But the problem is, instead of doing that, what the Metzora does is that he sees the other side and just sees it enmeshed within Yidden and just stops there and says, oh, see, everyone's terrible. So it says in Pasuk, yes, we brought to the Kayin. And says the Zohar, it's connected to the Aron, Vuhuves Badim. What's the ending of the Badim, of the staffs of the Aron? What are they for? Well, the reason why the Aron has staffs, has sticks in it, right, is in order for it to carry. What's the unique about carrying the Aron? In other words, every part of the Mishkan had to be carried and schlepped around, right? Because the Mishkan has to go from one place to the next, so you need to carry it. But there's something unique about the Aron. The traveling the Aron wasn't just in order to get it from place to place. It was an avodah by itself. And we say it every day, not every day, but whenever there's a laning, right? The traveling the Aron, what was the inyan of the traveling the Aron? Means the inyan of the Aron specifically in traveling is what? Is this avoda of banishing Ra, of getting rid of the klipas, of defending Yidden from an attack, from the theoretical assault of the other side. Everyone knows, right? Chazal said that when Klal Yisrael traveled in the Midbar, the Aron would travel in front of us and would flatten the path. It would make a clear path, destroy the enemies that were hiding, get rid of the Nachash, Saraf, Akra, of the snakes and the scorpions and all the klipas and all the Sitra Akra that was in the Midbar that was going to attach itself to the Yidden. And the Aron, the traveling the Aron means to clear that path. In order for the Aron to clear the path, it has to see the enemy. But the Chiddush of the Aron is that it doesn't identify the Yidden with the enemy. It understands, one second, there's the Yid, and there's the Nachash, Saraf, Akrav, there's the snakes and scorpions, so to speak, in the Midbar, that is that is Chas v'Shalom going to attach itself to the Yidden and attack the Yidden. And so the Aron has to be sensitive to see the problem, but then fulfill its purpose, which is to eradicate the problem, thus defending Yidden. Not eradicating Yidden, but eradicating the problem and allowing the Yidden to become the Yidden that they're supposed to be. When the Mitzayra is being Vehuva Lakayin and says Azara Kadosh, it means Vehuva as Badav, it's this city. Now what's interesting about Vehuva as Badav, about the Badin, about the staffs that are attached to the Aron, we know that Allah is, it's a mitzvah in Torah, Lo Yisuri Men, that even after the Aron is brought to its resting place, the Badim, the staffs, have to be a part of the Aron. They can't be taken out. You're not allowed to, there's an issue from the Torah to remove the Badim from the Aron. So the Badim represent and embody this idea of the Avoida of getting rid of Ra, of identifying Ra and going on the attack. That's what the Badim and the Aron represent. The fact that the Badim always have to remain attached to the Aron, the inyan of that is that in order to make sure that Avoida, which could start off very, very holy and unbelievable, which is to identify Ra and to be Megarish it and to defend Yidden from the Nachash Sarf Yaakrav, in order to make sure that doesn't devolve into a Mitzayra of someone that just sees negativity and it's like all day long is dealing with like people's issues, and at some point there's a concern that the Mitzayra will become someone that just identifies people with issues and identifies issues with people. What the Torah says, Lo Yisur Yimenu, is that the Badim have to remain attached to the Aron. For the Badim to remain attached to the Aron means is that here, I'll share with you the words that it says in the Zohar Rekiah, again from the Ari HaKadosh. The Arizal says the following thing. Vakavana, the intention of what it means that the Badim have to remain attached to the Aron. Ki ha'or layetze l'chutz v'yifsek mimekar chas v'shalom. The meaning of that is that the light, the avoida that the badim, that the staffs represent, which is this Indian of Ayib and Sarim, Vayorim Moshe Kuma Hashem v'yifutzei vecha, of seeing Klipas and attacking Klipas, in order to make sure that it doesn't fall into the trap of misinterpreting and misidentifying the Yid with the Klipa. So says the Arizal, therefore the Badim, which represents that Avoida, lo yifsek mimekari, has to be attached always to its source. Rakshi v'mati v'loimati, yoytze v'choyzer v'nichnas. In other words, in order to make sure that he doesn't devolve into a Mitzayra, he has to always, always be mechazik himself, that while he's engaged with Yidden, to identify into it and to always make sure that he's conscious of connecting that Yid to the makar of where Yidden come from. In other words, he has to make sure to understand that, yeah, there's a person in front of me that is somehow tied up with negativity. And my job is to somehow sort of get rid of the negativity. But how do I make sure and protect myself from getting confused between the negativity and the person that's stuck in the negativity? The answer is to always remind oneself of where Yidden come from, and not just to remind oneself of where Yidden come from, but even when I'm speaking to Yidden, I'm speaking to the part of them of where they come from. And where do Yidden come from? So this is where it says in the Ayv Yisrael in Parshas Tetzaveh. It's going on the Pasuk. It says in Pasuk, Ata Tetzaveh B'nei Yisrael. Now Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to go command the Jewish people, tell them the mitzvahs and so on. So he says like this, Ki chas v'shalom sakana yesh b'dover. There could be a sakana. L'ish ha-Yisraeli. Ha-hoylech b'derech Hashem b'taras Hashem tamim ha-meshivas nofesh. When you have a Yid, a Moshe Rabbeinu Dikin Neshama, who the Mitzvah is supposed to be, right? Someone whose job it is to be Mitzaves Bnei Yisrael, to command Yidden, to be Madrich them, to guide them, B'derech HaTorah V'Mitzvahs. And part of that is to be someone who is like the staffs of the Aron, V'Yid Ben Tzarim V'Mashe, Kuma Hashem V'Yifutzei Vecha, and to get rid of the ra that's somehow, you know, sort of revolving and sort of attached to those yidden that he's supposed to take care of. Sedoi Yisrael, there's a concern. What's the concern? The concern is that such a yid, he's going to chas v'shalom lose sight and lose clarity in terms of who is it that I'm trying to save and protect. Maybe the one that I'm trying to save and protect is the problem. Maybe the klipas that are attaching themselves to the yid, maybe the yid is the klipa chas v'shalom. Maybe like it's maybe the guy's just a bad guy, and maybe the mashpia can turn into the mitzayra, where that tchuna, gift of being able to identify ra and to hate it and oyve Hashem sinu ra, to mamish hate the klipa. But then the concern is that maybe he'll, again, like I said before, he'll get confused to identify the yid with the klipa. Zoysia eitza. So said oyve Yisrael, so what's the eitza? The eitza is always keep the badim attached to the arim. Always remind yourself, says oyve Yisrael, of what a yid is. And even when you're speaking to that yid who is right now stuck in a low place, who you're speaking to is who the yid is in his root. And what does that mean? So said the Oyv Yisrael like this. Zoysi Eitza. She yidaber l'klolos ha'anoshim ha'imdin l'fonav. That whenever you speak to anyone, you're speaking to the rabbim. You're speaking to the multitude of yid. The kol be'asar shchinta sharia. And what does it mean to have a rabbim? What does it mean to have an assembly of yidin? That's the shchina. In other words, afilu beis hamitzarich ladaber l'adam echad yichidi. Said the Oyv Yisrael, even when you're talking to one individual Jew, and this one individual Jew is very far from being a tzaddik yisod olam, right? He's someone that's stuck in all the problems that the Oren is supposed to get rid of. That's what and the badim are supposed to get rid of. He's stuck in that. Said the Oyv Yisrael, but even when you're speaking to one yid, ulam de musar, and therefore, and you have to sort of, you know, help direct him in life. Yishgamkin Eitzelazah, there's an Eitzah. Sheidaber Tzadik Dvorov, the Klolus Bechinas Shoirish Mekori Nishmas Yisrael, that you should speak to that Yid as if you're speaking to 600,000 Jews, and as if you're speaking to this Yid as he exists in the root of his soul, which is connected to all 600,000 Jews. And what is the root of his soul through which you're connected to all 600,000 Jews? Sheyashchin HaKdoshah, which is the Shechina. The tzaddik connects himself to the very root of Knesset Yisrael, which is the Shechina. And then when you're speaking to this one Jew, you're seeing this one Jew as an extension of the Jewish people, as an extension of Hashem's presence in the world. And once you have that perspective, then now all of a sudden, when you are able to identify some issue, you're able to easily and clearly understand that that issue is not who this Yid is. Because who this Yid is the Shechina. And the Shechina is absolutely perfect. The Shechina is an extension of God Himself. Elamai, so why is there these klipas and these issues going on in this guy's life? The answer is, he's being attacked by outside forces. Oh, he's being attacked by outside forces. And so now the Metzaira is able to harness his koyach of hatred towards Ra, towards the proper enemy, which is the klipa that's attacking the Shechina HaKdoshah, which is this yid. But that comes with identifying and being conscious that even one yid that you speak to is a representative of all of Klal Yisrael, and all of Klal Yisrael is the holiest thing in the universe. How is all of Klal Yisrael falling into such low things that this guy's telling me about? The answer is, it's not him. This is just like Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, that they're traveling through the Midbar, they're being attacked by enemies. So you don't blame the victim. You blame the aggressor. And that's exactly what the mashpia has to do. And so he says like this, and through this, you could then talk to each individual person that's in front of you. You could then give them their proper hadracha that they particularly need in a way that detangles them from the negativity. Because you're conscious of who they are and who they're not. So who they are is the Shechina, and who they're not is the negativity. And that's the meaning of what it says in Pasuk. Ata tetzave means you are commanded, says Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, to give mitzvahs over and to be madrich yidin and to protect them and all that. Then the question is, maybe I'll, if I'm supposed to be Madrich Yidden, it means that I have to identify their problems. And if I'm identifying their problems and I'm Isaac in that so much, then I'll eventually become intermingled. I'll mesh them with their problems. And then all of a sudden, I'll become a negative person. Because when I wake up in the morning, all I'll think about is all the problems that people have and how many issues there are. So that's the concern. So says Hashem to the Moshe Rabbeinu, Ata Tetzaveh, you have to embrace this Avodah. How? Es B'nei Yisrael. What does it mean, Es B'nei Yisrael? So he says, Es B'nei Yisrael, it means, Hainu Ha'etza, Shiyuch L'Dabr, L'Tzaveh Es B'nei Yisrael. You know how you do this? Which is, B'ayfin Zeh, in this following way. Es. Es, Hainu Ha'shchinah Kedosh. The word S is a code word for the Shechinah. That's why it doesn't have any, S is always seems to be like an extra word. What's the Taich of S? No one knows the Taich of S. So what's what is it? The answer is S is the Shechinah. S is Knesset Yisrael. S means Aleph through Tov, all the letters of the Aleph base. Klal Yisrael are the letters of the Aleph base. So therefore he says, this is the meaning. Ata Tetzaveh, you know how you're Mechazek Yidden and you protect them from their enemies and you don't fall into the trap of identifying them with their enemies? The answer is, whoever it is that you're speaking to, you think it's Es B'nei Yisrael. You're speaking to all of Klal Yisrael, which is the Shechinah Kedosha. Ulechaber b'mekar shorish in the Shamas B'nei Yisrael, to connect the individual Jew you're talking to with the shorish of all of Knesset Yisrael, she Shechinah Kedosha, ubo sidbak. And because of that, by connecting to this Yid, you're actually be makayim the mitzvah of Dveikus Bahashem. And when you realize that, therefore, the issues that are being presented before you, you clearly identify them for what they are, which is an outside force attacking them. And that's the avoid of the Aron. Vahi ben Saran v'yorim Moshe. So the traveling of the Aron, which is represented by the Badan, by the staffs, means the avoida of be megarish ra, of banishing, of noticing negativity and trying to fix it. But in order to make sure that that avodah of the traveling Aron doesn't become corrupted to become a mitzayra, ad kedei kach, that the person that you were originally trying to protect becomes the enemy, therefore even when the Aron, therefore the badim always have to remain attached to the Aron, that even when the Aron stops traveling, and a return, there's a traveling Aron is one with the settled Aron. When the Aron is in its place, that means everything returning to its source. That means everything connected to its shirish. That's the place of the Shekhinah. That's the place of Dveikus. That's the place of where Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kohen Gadol, goes to the Kadosh HaKadoshim in that place. That place of the resting Aron represents when everything is realigned to its root. That's the point of contact between heaven and earth. That's the Nekud of the Shekhinah Kadosh. Then you have the traveling Aron. The traveling Aron means Kum Hashem Beifutz Veivecha. The chiddush of lo yisurim menu is that the traveling aron has to be seen as one and the same with the resting aron. These are not two separate things. It's dafka when you're the traveling aron and you're dealing with and you have no choice but to focus on ra to defend yidden in order to make sure that you don't again fall into that trap of seeing the yid with his problems. You have to always be at the same time as you're the traveling aron. You're also the resting aron. And the resting Aron means seeing everything from what it is in its root. The resting Aron, the Aron rests on the Evan HaShasiyah, the rock of foundation from which everything emerges. So the resting Aron, which is on the Evan HaShasiyah, represents the Sharish Umakar, the root where everything comes from, which is the Shechinah. So as you're traveling out there, Kum Hashem Vayifut Soivecha, you're cognizant of who it is that you're trying to protect, which is people that represent and embody the Shechinah Kedosha, which is what the Aron in its resting place represents, as it rests in the Evan HaShasiyah, which is the root and makar of all things, which is the Shechinah. So that's what the Ovi Yisrael, and that's what the reason Zal and Zohar Ki is telling us. That's what the Zohar says. In order for the Mitzvah to have a Tikkun, V'huv HaLakayin, in Avodas Hashem, that means V'huv HaZvadav. V'lo Yisur Menu. That the traveling Aron, the Avodah of the Megarish Ra, Kum Hashem V'Yifut Tzevecha, always has to be, you always have to remind yourself of who it is that you're defending, who it is that you're dealing with. You're dealing with Nishmas Yisrael. Nishmas Yisrael is root of all things, and that's the Aron in its menucha, in its state of rest. No, sorry. When you're dealing with a tzaddik, we don't understand how a tzaddik like Rav Shaila was able to be piled so many things with like a sugar cube, things that would take us like fasting and avoid this for many, many years. Like, give me a sugar cube to one person, is able to boil things. But we don't know. But perhaps one thing that we can take for ourselves is that not only this avoida of seeing another yid as the Shekhinah, as an extension and as a representation of Klolius Knesset Yisrael, which is completely old and completely good, not only does this avoida protect you from becoming a mitzayr, not only does it protect you from when you have to deal with negativity in the world, to not become pessimistic and not to become a negative person and not to lose sight of who it is that you're trying to save from the negativity, but that moichin itself of identifying the yid as the Shekhinah is itself poel yishuv. Because once you extract the yid in your mind from the issues, and you're saying, no, this yid is the Shekhinah, and he's being attacked by a goy. And just that how is that manifest? It's manifesting in his life. It looks like it's coming from his own issues, but it's not. It's a nachash arvi akra that's attacking him. Then that moichin itself is already 90% of the Yeshua. So maybe that's something that we don't know. We can't get into the head of a tzaddik like Rav Shaila. But maybe that's something that the tzaddikim taka do. That when a yid comes with tzaris, so really the ikar Yeshua that Rav Shaila did was by looking at that yid and seeing them as all of Klal Yisrael and seeing them as Espenei Yisrael. But in order to give a kli for that, in order to give some, you know, because otherwise the guy's going to come away with like, okay, so what did I gain from this experience? He doesn't know that it was already a Yeshua that already came to him. So Rav Shaila has to do something. So what does he do? A sugar cube, a challah roll, a piece of fish, whatever it is. But the ikur was how Rav Shaila looked at them and defined them as an extension of the Shekhinah. That protected Rav Shaila from ever chas v'shalom falling into the sea of negativity that he's being sent to save Yidden from. And that itself is how you save Yidden, by throwing them that life preserver, by identifying them and by saying that they are not the ocean of tzaras that they're drowning in. They are something else. And by isolating them from the tzar and identifying them as Es B'nai Yisrael, that already, spiritually speaking, already is the life preserver. You already schlepped them onto the boat. And once you schlepped them on the boat, now it's a matter of just for that Yeshua to manifest with Poel. And that came through a piece of fish, through a L'chaim, through whatever at that moment Rav Shaila felt that you needed. That's Hashem, the ikra thing that we have, and this is something that every single one of us can do. You don't have to be a Tzadik Yisraelim to do this, but you look at another Yid, and you see them as all of Klai, so you see them as representing all of Klai, so you see them as representing Hashem in this world. And any tzaris and any chesar and any deficiency, both beruchnias, ubagashmias, that Jew happens to be experiencing, it's not them, it's a goy that's attacking them. It's the enemies, it's the nations of the world that somehow has like crept into this person's fortress. But your job, if Hashem has brought that negativity to your attention, your job is not to become the mitzayir. Your job is to be the Rav Shaila, and to, in your mind, isolate who the person is from the negativity, and then go on the offensive in defending the yid from the negativity. And that avoida in and of itself of saying that this yid is Es B'nai Yisrael, that's already ruba deruba of the job. That's already ruba deruba of the Yeshua. Rabbi Moshe should bless us, Taka, that all the negativity should be eradicated, and it should become clear from the very beginning of who Knesset Yisrael always was, and every individual Yud, who they are, and we should be zeichet to the reemergence of that pasuk. That's why Parshas Tetzava doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name, right? It's the only parsha that doesn't have Moshe's name. The answer is because that opening line that the Ohev Yisrael is teaching, Ata Tetzava, that you, says Hashem, to some nameless person, you are responsible to help Yidden out. And how do you do that? By looking at every single yid as Es B'nai Yisrael. That's the job of Moshe, but that job is not to the individual person Moshe that lived thousands of years ago. That's every single yid. That's the Nekuda of Moshe within themselves. The Yeshua that comes from Moshe, which is Rishai Ben Ram Moshe. That Yeshua that comes from the Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu is this way of looking at a yid as Es B'nai Yisrael, and that already itself is Paul Yeshua's. Then it's just a matter of bringing it down L'maisa, with a cube of sugar. We should be zeichet to experience those Yeshuas in that way, Rav Shaya ben Ram Moshe, the pnimis of Nishmas Moshe manifesting itself as the Yeshua, which is Ata Tetzav Es B'nai Yisrael. We should be zeichet to experience that and be brought Taka back into the Badi Ha'aron, Lo Yisur Mimenu, the Aron that's been traveling for 2,000 years. Taka should be united and be shown as one, as the Aron in its resting place. The Vyaskol Tzai Barachim, Amen.